This week, the Senate's Judiciary Committee worked on amending the 844-page immigration reform bill, legislation that includes changes to guest worker programs. And as the Innovation Trail's Matt Richmond reports, that may mean good news for farmers in New York State.
At this milking parlor on a dairy farm in central New York, young Hispanic men attach milking units to cows standing on a rotating platform. It's a process they repeat three times a day, 7 days a week. According to a report by Farm Credit East, more than 1,000 farms in New York could close or shrink by two-thirds if immigration laws were fully enforced. And according to the Farm Credit Cooperative's Vice President, Bob Smith, non-dairy farmers have just as hard a time finding documented workers.
The current H-2A guest worker program is a nightmare for many farmers in New York and nationally.
Smith says the program is too expensive for farmers who have to pay for the workers' travel to and from the farm and provide housing. And the Department of Labor, which approves requests for farm workers, often responds late to applications.
Many times farms have gotten the workers after their harvest period or after their planting period, and that has cost farmers collectively millions and millions of dollars each year.
In 2011, about 4,000 guest worker visas were issued to farm laborers coming to New York, about 7% of the total full-time and seasonal positions on New York farms.
We have lots of illegal immigrants who are doing the work now, although they're chased by INS, ICE, you know, the Immigration Service, particularly in New York, because we have a border with Canada.
New York Senator Charles Schumer is a member of the Group of Eight, the four Democratic and four Republican senators behind immigration reform legislation. Under the Group of Eight bill, farm workers in the country illegally since 2011 will be offered legal status, and a new guest worker program will be created to supply all agriculture with new laborers. The new guest worker visa would last 3 years. That means farmers wouldn't have to reapply every year, oftentimes just to be able to bring the same workers back. And the guest workers would be able to take jobs on other farms with the same visa, something the current system doesn't allow.
So this is kind of like a basic right, the right to move, the right to leave one's workplace.
That's Leanne Torrey Murphy of the Workers' Justice Center of New York. Murphy says the current system of guest workers and undocumented migrants has turned farm work into a job that Americans don't want.
You can see other industries that are equally dangerous, equally dirty, equally hard, like mining, for example, which is still a mostly American workforce because it's unionized, there are protections, the pay is much better.
For both undocumented workers and their employers, there's always the threat of a crackdown by immigration. Farmers check their worker status with the same I-9 form that every new hire has to fill out. According to the Society of Human Resource Management, audits of I-9 forms by immigration authorities have jumped from just 3 in 2004 to 3,000 last year. Jim Allen is head of the New York Apple Growers Association. He says immigration officials are a constant threat to his members' employees.
They've staked out laundromats. They've staked out child care. They've sat in front of the Catholic Church on Saturday night mass.
Allen says his industry, where every apple is picked by hand, relies on migrant labor, and targeting them isn't helping anyone.
They're very diligent. They're very conscientious. They work very hard. They work circles around anybody else. And they pay taxes, by the way.
Allen says apple growers are expecting a bumper crop this year after a bad year last year. And like always, they're wondering if they'll be able to find enough workers. In Binghamton, I'm Matt Richmond for the Innovation Trail.